Here's a sentence we don't usually get to say on NPR. Nelly's 2002 hit, Hot in Here, is back in the news. So hot in here. So hot in here. By the way, that is spelled with two R's. TMZ reported Sunday that Nelly had been hit with a $2.4 million federal tax lien. And when Spin magazine writer Brian Josephs read the news, he was stunned.
I don't think I'm going to make that money in my lifetime. That's insane to me.
But then he had an idea. Spotify pays out a bit less than 1 cent every time a song is streamed. So Josephs wrote a story where he estimated how many times we would collectively have to stream Nelly's songs to help him pay off his tax bill.
And you get this huge, ridiculous number, over 280 million times.
Or to be exact, 287,176,547 streams. And actually, that's just at the low end. Spotify's royalty also has to pay for the record label and the rights holders, so it might actually be over double that. Joseph says, sure, the idea was a bit, to use his word, harebrained.
But, like, people was all in about, like, hey, there's an excuse to stream Hot in Here millions of times.
Joseph's piece caught the attention of a lot of lapsed Nelly fans, and the hashtag #SaveNelly started trending on Twitter. One person wrote, Nelly gave us hits for the middle school dances. We owe him. Another user wrote, put Hot in Here on loop while you're sleeping with the volume down. Teamwork, make the dream work. #SaveNelly.
I think it was the last piece we published that day, and then, like, it blew up like crazy. And last night, actually got Colbert did a segment, and it was like, whoa, Colbert cares about Nelly? This is amazing.
Now, Nelly, I want to help you. So I went over your numbers with my accountant, Wendy. And she was quite alarmed.
And James Corden on CBS's Late Show pitched in, too.
Let's help Nelly out, shall we?
Brian Josephs of Spin Magazine says it's impressive what people can do when they put their minds to it.
This is amazing. This is the power of the culture speaking. It's the will of the people. I hope Nelly appreciates it.
So far, Nelly has not responded to all this. But if he wants to reflect on why he might have ended up with a $2.4 million tax bill, we're here to help.